This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Toronto Mayor John Tory joins the program as he has been for, I don't even know how many days it is at this point, Mr. Mayor. I think we're into well over 60 days of isolation and doing the show from home and that kind of thing. But it's a pleasure to have you, as always, at 5:35.
Thanks, guys.
Let's start off with just a bit of a follow-up. Now, we brought this up to you. We checked the tape. We brought this idea of patios and restaurants and maybe an extension of patios up to you last week, and I think it's a fantastic idea. I know you were on a little bit with John Moore this morning talking about it. Have you heard back from any of the restaurants out there that, in a positive vein, in a positive fashion, that some of this is actually doable?
Oh, you're talking about Project Rijay, as I call it.
Ah, Project Rijay, yes, as Rijay. A matter of fact.
No, look, in all seriousness, we did talk about it. Probably one of the first times we talked about it on broadcast was with you guys on The Rush, but we'd had the experience on King Street when we created the transit way of allocating some sidewalk and road space to patios along King Street. So quite a few of them had the last year or so, I guess maybe it's even the summer before that as well, this extra space. And of course, they enjoyed it in good weather, and they made money from it, I hope, because certainly now, it's illustrating to us how that can help businesses that have really been hit hard. And of course, I think we'll probably be hit hard even further by the fact that when they reopen, they'll likely face some physical distancing requirements, so they'll be able to have fewer tables per square foot, as it were, than would have been the case before. So what I'm doing is we're hearing from restaurants, of course, and they're happy at the prospect. What we're doing at the moment is getting the Transportation Services Department to identify for us places on streets specifically where we could do this, because you can't do this on every street. It's just not possible. So we're going to get that list back. I've asked for it a couple of days ago, and we'll have more to say about this as we unroll the rest of the active TO plan, which is going to close some roads, create these quiet streets in neighborhoods, and also lead to more bike infrastructure.
Now, just a quick follow-up on that as well. I mean, anybody that's ever talked to a restaurant owner, and I've talked to many about opening patios, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. There's usually public consultation. There's usually lots of meetings. Is it safe to say that for some restaurants, for some bars, this might get fast-tracked a little bit? The rules might be a little bit looser to try and get the doors open and trying to get some lost revenue recouped?
If we're doing it as a means of trying to help them, survive in some cases and get back on their feet, then there's just no point in us saying, yeah, we can have a couple of hearings and some consultations over the summer, and maybe we can notify you by October 12th, which is sometimes right. The way government operates. And so, yes, we're going to be trying to fast-track this, and we know there are sensitivities in neighborhoods about that, and that's why we have to pick and choose where we do this. I think it's something more applicable to downtown, but, we'll see. I'm not prejudging what list they're going to come back with, and the idea will be then to fast-track them so that they can get these patio, extra patio spaces in place and make a bit of money to make up for all the money they've lost in the last few months.
Yeah, can we go a little further in the announcement today about Ritual One? I think that's a fantastic partnership. It's a great Toronto business. I've been using the Ritual app now for the better part of a year, probably over a year now. I think it's going to be a real positive for restaurants.
Yeah, it's a partnership we're forming at no cost to the city, and Ritual, in turn, has agreed to make their platform available to some of these new participants at no commissions, no membership fees, et cetera. And it really is an efficient way, and we've used it for ferry tickets before to help people avoid the ferry lineups. You've used it for different things, Ryan, and it applies not just to restaurants but to butcher shops and bakeries and that kind of thing. And what we've done is essentially arranged with them through this Ritual One initiative to have very favorable terms on which people can join now, meaning vendors, and then people can use it to place their orders. And I think it's just one more way in which we can, help these businesses that have really been struggling because of the close downs to get back on their feet and to have people more easily able to do business with them.
This question has to do with the conversation we had one of the very first times you came on The Rush, when you talked about enforcement officers relaxing the rules when it comes to street parking in neighborhoods all around the city. Obviously, Greenpeace losing a lot of money. We're being told $1.66 million a week. Is there a plan in place to implement parking enforcement in the next, days, weeks to come?
Well, the whole idea behind what we did is we relaxed the rules because we recognized, for example, that more people were at home working during the day and therefore their cars were in places where they normally wouldn't be. And so we're not going to change any of that until the pandemic emergency is over. And after that emergency is over, I mean, first, as you know, I've said this many times, we don't direct politicians. I don't as mayor, the enforcement of the law and how that's done. But I would certainly expect there's not going to be some big blitz on to do enforcement. They will resume normal enforcement of the normal rules. But, you know, look, you got to expect when your traffic levels are down by 65% that your revenues from parking lots and street parking are going to be down. And that's just the way it is. It's one more cost that adds to the bill that we've put forward as a city that says, you know, we're going to be short at $1.5 billion. And that's part of it, the parking revenues. And so it won't be treated in any extraordinary way when we resume enforcement. It'll just be because we'll go back to the rules as they were because the emergency is over.
Quite interesting question from 71010. I guess it's more on a maybe a personal note or a big picture note. Mayor Tory, what would you say is the biggest ordeal that you have faced during COVID-19? I don't know what they mean by the word ordeal, but I guess maybe biggest obstacle or what
have you. No question, it's been the tremendous challenge of dealing with the homeless and very vulnerable populations. I mean, the long-term care thing, it's a provincial responsibility, but we own 10 long-term care residences, and just what went on in one or two of them of ours and more in the private sector was, you know, very tragic. But I think we've had a continuous responsibility for the homeless, and it's a big challenge because we had to move them from facilities where they were not physically distanced. We've literally moved 2,400 people during the last, 6 or 7 weeks. And we've moved them into new places where they can be sheltered and cared for. And we had to take people who are homeless who tested positive, and everybody else pretty much, you said, go home and wait for 14 days till it goes away. Well, these people had no place to go home. We had to find a place for them where they could be safe and healthy and supported. So that's been by far the biggest challenge for us, and the biggest, when you say ordeal, I mean, it's just a very trying thing. The ordeal really is to watch the death toll. And, you know, I think we're not used to it. I don't even think we focused enough on the fact that I think the number is now, 650 people in the city of Toronto? I mean, that's extraordinary. We've never had, you know, anything like that that, you know, happened in one kind of episode like that. And so it's been, that's an ordeal to see 650 people die or one person die from any of these kinds of things.
Now, in one of your previous visits to The Rush when we were in studio pre-COVID-19, we had a discussion about music venues and their struggle to stay afloat in 2019 and in 2020 Toronto. So many of them are closing and can't reopen. The ones that remain now asking for a special property tax rebate, 70% of them saying they might be out of business soon. Now, you said earlier today there's no money to extend property tax deferrals. We just can't do it any longer. Do you have any thoughts on their concerns for music venues?
Well, I'm very supportive of what did get discussed today at the Toronto Music Advisory Committee, which was the creation of it's the expansion of a class that currently exists for artists. I mean, the way the system works, without boring people with the details, you know, there's an assessment done on a given property based on its use and its potential use, and then the taxation rate is applied to that. And we already created a subclass of assessment for premises used by artists, and the idea would now be to expand that to include live music venues, so effectively they'd be able to qualify for a lower rate of tax. And so I'm supportive of that. The music venues are having a terrible time, not just because they became desirable places to be taken over and bought for development purposes, which is really why most of them closed, but also now, of course, because live concerts have been effectively prohibited by these orders. So I'm supportive of this initiative. It'll have to go both to the City Council and to MPAC, which is this company that does the assessments owned by the province. And, but I'm hopeful that we can get it done.
Mayor Tory, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks, and I'm working on that. What did I call it? J. Rye or Rye?
It's Rye J. It's Rye J. I go first, Ryan. You know that. Come on.
Ryan, somehow I thought you'd say
that. He has top billing.
Rye J. Okay. Goodbye, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor John Tory. Project Rye J. See, I knew I wasn't making something up. We brought that to the mayor's attention last week, and I'm glad, you know, he's given us full credit for it. Good. Feel better about this.
Project Rye J is also the name of our still.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.